Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, did the intro play yet?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
No, not Ain't No Stopping Us Now. That didn't come in yet, No.
Okay, well, let's get that. Oh, I wonder.
This is live radio. Anything can happen.
All right, man.
Oh, there it is.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. That's what I'm talking about. I want to get this show started right. Professor Terry Benjamin, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, and it's a great morning.
Well, you know,
snow on the ground, but that's all right. It's still a great morning.
Yeah, we have a little snow on the ground, right?
Yeah, a little dusting, that's all, that's all.
Compared to what some people got, we are
Yes,
we are very blessed. So welcome to the show. You know, we're changing our format up a bit there, and we got All About Entrepreneurs. I'm telling you, I'm getting so excited about entrepreneurs. What, you know, and all the things that you've been bringing to us every Tuesday morning and talking about that reading and getting that knowledge. I mean, wow, this is a great, you know, just a great addition to what we're already doing. And there's so many entrepreneurs out here, so many books to read, so many stories to read about them, so many words of encouragement that are found in the books. Do you find the same thing, or what's your take on that?
Well, my take is that, you know, Lisa, you know, again, I admire you so much because you are always on the cutting edge. And I do believe that 2013 is going to be the year of the entrepreneur. Because there's so many things that have happened with the economy, but we realize that, you know what, you know, we can deal with this. And I think the way we can deal with this is really by, you know, they say it's entrepreneurship, but it's really self-employment. You know, and I think that you're getting that word out there, and it's all about that. I mean, I don't want to hear people say, I can't find a job. You know what, 2013, you make a job. And I say make several jobs because we got a lot of work to do.
You know, that's a great point. And, you know, one of the things that hit me as I was working on that MBA was that the business degree is a degree that has to be on the cutting edge, because if businesses don't innovate, they don't survive. That's just the way it is. So see, that so I can't take any credit for, you know, being innovative, or it's what they taught me. It's just like if a person goes and, you know, studies math,
mm-hmm.
understand all the properties of mathematical computation and what have you. But that was now how I ended up selecting that versus something else. Now, that could have been something intuitively in me wanting to be on the cutting edge, so to speak. So I was kind of attracted to that degree. But I didn't know any of that until I got there.
Well, you know, I always say that you got to be careful what you pay attention to. And obviously, you know, so I look at your life, and I even look at my life, and I sort of forgot that when I was in I guess I was in, like, junior high school, I was in the a club called Future Business Leaders of America. And mm-hmm. I don't know how I got involved in that. I just sort of drifted into that. And then I remember, you know, shiny shoes and delivering newspapers and going to the supermarket and helping people put their groceries in their cars and that kind of stuff. All these things are entrepreneurial characteristics that I didn't realize that I had.
Exactly, exactly. And those are the things that we want to be able to stir up in other people, because, like you, there are a lot of entrepreneurial, but put it like this, when you look at the unemployment, it can, the numbers can be very low, or the high, rather, for unemployed, and then they employ people, the number could be very low in terms of people being able to get jobs.
Right.
However, when you look at entrepreneurship, it's unlimited.
Well, that's the thing, but, you know, it's so interesting. Like I said, you know, we talk, and sometimes we talk off the air, and we were talking about different types of entrepreneurs. And it's so funny because, you know, I'm always trying to put together different programs. And I told you before, I'm putting together a program called 60 Books You Must Read in 2013. And definitely I want to include your book in there. But the funny thing is that the first book I read that was published in 2013 was a book I discussed on your show called Risky Is the New Safe. The Rules Have Changed by Randy Cage. And the thing is that, you know, he talks about being an entrepreneur and how important that is. And it's almost a thing where you have no choice, because he says here in the last page of his book, page 140, he says that every great company and entrepreneurs who run them must be willing to evolve. You must be willing to let go of who you are to become who you are meant to be. This is to have the epic outcomes. Be willing to be bold, think laterally and creatively, to question and to be a contrarian, dare to be different, dare to take a risk, because risky is the new safe.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. And, and that's some of the things that we are doing with our Women's Leader. But we're going to let you get into this book, because I have a commercial that I absolutely have to play. So I'm starting to get commercials.
Oh, great. That's great.
So we're going to do even bigger and better things. But we are so happy that you're able to come on the show every Tuesday. And, you know, then we have, you know, guests all this week. So we had a guest on Monday. Today I have a guest. She's coming tomorrow.
Awesome.
Out of Philadelphia. I met her online.
Wow.
We've never met face-to-face. Then we have Dr. Hayward coming back Thursday and Friday. And I'm already trying to line up guests for all next week, because it's all about entrepreneurs. So with that being said, go ahead and get into your discussion, and I'll stand by and jump in when I can.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, thanks for the opportunity. And again, it's all about entrepreneurship, because it's all about survival. And one of the things that I've sort of found out, or just sort of in my meditation have thought about, I mean, really, people work for three major reasons, okay? They work to put food on the table, they work to put shelter over their heads, and they also work for entertainment. And one of the things that are entertaining to most people, I know myself and probably yourself included, is movies. So we love movies. We love going to the movies. You know, we love going to the movies. And although I have a lot of movies at home, I watch movies on TV, on my DVD player. It's nothing like the movie experience. But the thing is that, you know, we realize that our environment is really a result of what we make it. And if we're satisfied with certain things in the environment, we need to change them. One of the things is complaining about the quality of movies, and really the message of many movies. They're very negative. They're very violent. They're very gory. They're very bloody. But they're all alternatives. And I think the alternatives is for us to start making movies. You know, in October, I'm doing a film festival called Churches Making Movies, which I'll talk about a little later on. But in my research, I came across a book that I'd like to share today. The name of the book is Creative Filmmaking from the Inside Out. It's written by Jed Tenenbaum, Carol Hodge, and Doe Mayer. And it's subtitled Five Keys to the Art of Making Inspired Movies and Television. And briefly, I'll go over the five keys and we can expand in our discussion. The five keys, or maybe I sometimes think maybe the five considerations for making movies that are empowering, movies that are inspiring, movies that really make us feel good about ourselves, that we want to live life to the fullest. And the five keys, as they have in the book, are introspection, number one, inquiry, number two, intuition, number three, interaction, number four, and impact, number five. Introspection, the act of looking within ourselves, can help us draw on what we are and how we see the world. We might discover the specific kind of work we have a passion for or particularly well suited for. The importance of seeking personal connections and the material we choose to work on. Again, introspection, looking inside to bring out what's in there. That's number one. Number two, inquiry. We see the importance of having a broad knowledge of the other arts and diverse fields of knowledge. The value of seeking direct firsthand experience of the world of a story. The need for research, looking deeply into a subject, a setting, a culture, or any area which enriches our understanding and point of view. So again, looking into things a little deeper, you know, take it a step further. Number three, intuition is neither guesswork nor supernatural insight. It is is dependable in proportion to the extent that we have prepared ourselves well through education, observation, research, and life experience. As you get deep into your research and life experience, you find in yourself things that just seem to be just gut level. They are things that we really can't think about logically or rationally, but this intuition, we know there's something that needs to be done. The next point is interaction. We can draw effectively on the ideas and responses of others. Our filmmakers show how collaboration can be an open, fluid process that allows for the integration of many voices, with a director serving as orchestrator of these varied contributions. I know as I work on my films, it's not just me, it's collaboration. It's the narrator, it's the scriptwriter, it's the people I'm interviewing, you know, there's the music. All these things come together, all these interact to develop the whole. And the last thing that I think is the most important is the impact on our audience. We see how discovering the deeper layers of a film, its undercurrent, can guide us in making choices that give a film power, resonance, and universality. We also see our filmmakers use test audience as part of the creative process, gaining a film as having a desired impact. Finally, we explore how the powerful effect of films on audience also brings with it complex questions of responsibility for the images we create, leading us back to introspection. So again, I mean, these are the five keys. And I repeat, introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, and impact. We really have to be conscious of what we put out there, because what we put out there is going to come back to us in many, many different ways. You know, it's so funny because, you know, as you talk about filmmaking, we have to talk about the spirit of the world and what's out there. And I'm reading a book now entitled Choose Joy, Because Happiness Isn't Enough, by Kay Warren, who is the wife of Pastor Rick Warren, who wrote probably one of the most powerful books that I've ever read, you know, talks about the purpose-driven life. This is Rick Warren, and his wife is Kay Warren. And she says in her book, and it's just so profound, it says here, joy. Joy is the subtle assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right, and the determined choice to praise God in all things. I want to repeat that. Joy. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right, and the determined choice to praise God in all things. So again, God is in control of everything. He gives us free will to do what we can do. But I think that as a appreciation for God, we should be doing things that are uplifting and inspiring. And so this book, Creative Filmmaking from the Inside Out, by Dannenbaum, Hodge, and Mayer, The Five Keys to the Art of Inspired Filmmaking, it's something that we need to check out. Because, again, I mean, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to make things and bring things to the marketplace. And the marketplace is full of films, but I think that, you know, because of our perspective, we can actually produce a different kind of film, a kind of film that people really, truly need to see, because you know what? In these dark days, people need all the hope that they can possibly get.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And so very true. And I just want to say good morning in the chat room to the S dot files. The S dot files. So I want to say good morning and welcome in the chat room. Also, we're going to now get an opportunity to do the commercial. And when we come back, I want to get those five keys again. I think those are very important. And we'll continue our discussion about bringing films and movies to the marketplace. So we're so excited that you tuned in today. For the filmmakers out there, wannabe filmmakers, authors, people that have an imagination, you want to get these five keys that Professor Terry has shared with us, and he's going to share right after the commercial. So don't go away. We'll be back in 1 second.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Okay, that's our
commercial. love it.
We're trying new things. We want to encourage other people, if they have a commercial that they want us to play on the show. Our commercial rate is probably the lowest you can get a 60-second commercial for right now. We're offering a special all month long for the month of February in celebration of Black History Month celebration. You can get it for just $7, and we'll play your commercial throughout the month of February. So you're going to see more of that, Terry, people with events coming up. But getting back to you and these five keys that you were sharing with us earlier, that a filmmaker, and like, you know, you are making movies now, and, you know, we're so excited about that, and you're so right about the marketplace. But share those five keys with us again.
I'll be glad to. Again, I said, again, like, this is from a book entitled Creative Filmmaking from the Inside Out by Jed Tannenbaum, Cal Hodge, and Bill Mayer. And the five keys that they outline are introspection, looking within, inquiry, research, intuition, you know, knowing something from the gut, into action, you know, moving and with other people, and impact, you know, the impact of your artistic endeavors. I mean, filmmaking is a very tedious process, but again, it's also a collaborative process. It's people working together to bring about a particular vision.
Okay, and so that's introspection, research, intuition, inquiry, and impact.
Right, right, yeah. And again, these are five things, you know, introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, and impact, that really sort of fuse this whole thing.
I feel like I'm missing one.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. Introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, and impact.
Oh, and I said research. Aha, interaction, beautiful. Oh, this is awesome. It's awesome. I tell you, wow, Terry, you know, a person can almost take these five things and really begin to dive. I threw research in there, but research was with the intuition, okay, that they could really begin to take this apart and apply it to their life. Now, you said this is about filmmaking from the inside out.
But, you know, but it's funny, but, you know, as you mentioned, it's really for entrepreneurship, because, you know, people don't understand that entrepreneur comes from the French word, which means to undertake. You know, one who undertakes, one who innovates, one who introduces new things. You know, again, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about entrepreneurship. And
yes.
Basically, I said we all have, our psyche, in our inner workings, we have this impulse. I think we all have it.
Yes.
I think that some people just don't take it to the next level, that's all. But we all have it, though.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like you said here, that, hello, this is serious, because I put on Facebook earlier, guess what? Filmmakers are entrepreneurs as well.
As a matter of fact,
they are some serious entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
because generate millions of dollars. Filmmaking today generate millions of dollars. It creates a lot of jobs for so many levels of people. Even the person that has to run and get the hamburger.
Oh,
for their cars. That's a job, and that job pays a decent salary and gives people great opportunity to take their careers to a higher level.
Well, see, that's the thing, Lisa, and I think what we have to understand is, you know, it's funny, I quoted Helen Keller in my Facebook this morning. Helen Keller, who was actually born deaf and blind, she says that alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. And I think that's what it's about. I mean, I think it's us working together, us collaborating, you know, everybody bringing something to the table.
And you know what? And the thing is that you're right. It takes that entrepreneurial spirit to, even though that's like, I think it's, not Adam Smith. I believe it was Keenan. I can't get his name right now for some reason. It's slipping my mind. But the father of capitalism, he was saying that Maynard Keenan's, I can't get his name quite right at this moment, but he was that capitalism happens as a result of a person going out initially seeking their own self-interest.
Right. I think what happens is that's the impulse, you know.
Yeah, in doing that, you're creating so much for so many others. And that is sometimes the argument against a socialist society, where when people are not rewarded in the socialist society, they say when people are not rewarded for using their extra talent, skills and abilities, they won't be driven to all of this innovation that you're talking about in terms of being able to even come up with a new film idea.
Yeah, but I think what it comes down to, again, I think we as humans are very, you know, it's we need stimulation. And I think, again, a lot of times I know for myself when I see a film or something and I'm not too happy about it, or I think, you know what, it could be done better, you know, I think we have to sort of, you know, step up to it. I mean, if you don't like what's being out there, then you have to develop the alternative. If you like the kind of movies that are being made, get together with some friends and family and say, hey, look, this is the kind of movie that we think will be alternative to that. You know, I don't want to make it sound so simple, but, you know, again, innovation is looking at something in a different way, that's all.
And, you know, and it's so awesome because the filmmaking industry, the marketplace is right there. And like you said, we could have tapped into it a long time ago, but we were busy doing some other things. But now as a people, like you say, when we collaborate, there's a writer over here, there's a photographer over there, there's
someone
who knows how to teach parts. And once we can come together, see the partner, because a movie, like you said, it's not made in a vacuum. You don't make a movie yourself. So you have to have communication skills, and you have to be able to interrelate to people because, you know, it takes a lot to pull a team together to produce a movie. There's so many people got to get paid. I looked at their budgets.
Well, that's the thing. And it's funny because it makes you think what John Maxwell once said. He says, you know, it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
Oh, I love that saying. I quote it all the time.
This man is he teaches leaders, you know, but it's teamwork. It's teamwork that makes the dream work, and we all have dreams.
Wow. Well, you know what? I tell you, all of this is so, so fascinating, and we welcome our people on the phone lines, and we welcome you in the chat room. This is the All About Entrepreneurs radio talk show, and the reason we had to change the name of the show is because it really is all about the entrepreneur. You know, I'm coming into full circle of some things that I've been working on for the past, since 1998.
Oh,
and so, yes, working toward a degree in business. When I first took that first course, I had dreams, but I didn't know how they were going to flush out. I didn't know where I would end up. I didn't know where that degree would take me. And so being on this show today with you, Terry, the All About Entrepreneur, and was on here yesterday with Dr. Horton, also talking about entrepreneurship, I said, wow, this is, you know, a part and parcel of that work that I started back in 1998 when I signed up for that program. I had no clue. So I'm just excited for those of you who've just tuned in. This is All About Entrepreneurs. We're here to help you grow in your entrepreneurial endeavors. And we have every Tuesday Professor Terry coming with a book that is to help you in a positive way achieve your endeavors. And some people think that being an entrepreneur is about running your own company, but it's not just that. So you have to tune in each and every day, and all this week where Professor Dr. Horton is going to come back and break it down some about how entrepreneurship is not just because you run a company. So there's more to being an entrepreneur besides being a business owner. That's his perspective on it. And so we're just excited, Terry, that everything is just flowing. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You know, you've been one. So you were one. You had a newspaper. photographer, you do events, you had a magazine,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you have your filmmaking, you're an author, you have your very own publishing company, you are your own professor, you're a speaker, you're a public speaker, you're a motivational speaker, you know, I don't even know how many more businesses.
But it's exhausting just listening. Just listening is exhausting.
But wait a minute, Terry. Here's what I say to people who think that we do too much.
Uh-huh.
And people who think that, wow, how can they do all that? If you watched the Super Bowl yesterday or
yeah.
Sunday and
yeah.
you were amazed and just breathtaking away by the level of energy that
ooh,
it would
yes.
Miss Beyonce, you know, Jay-Z Knowles, whatever her name is.
Wow.
And all that energy
mm-hmm,
and think,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, it was just with the flick of the hair. Well, understand, that energy is not just given to her.
Mm-hmm.
Energy can't be created. You don't create. Energy is just to be used. And
that's right. That's
we're
right.
just using the energy that's already made available.
Oh, I love that.
And others
I
can...
love that.
You got to just use the energy. People say to me, oh, you got so much energy. Oh, I wish I had that. No, you just use, just use it. It's there. You'll
yeah.
have it if you use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, I think it's all about passion, you know?
Sure. Well, that's it. But guess what? Because of the lateness of time, the show is we've come to the end, but we were about to go to another level. I can hear that, Terry.
You know that. We definitely got to do part two of this.
You're right, because you know what? We're going to do it. Filmmakers, we're going to talk about this. We got some new films, and you got your movies coming out.
You got the film festival coming out. You know, I'm getting films sent to me every day now. I have a lot of new films, and I'm going to have some of the filmmakers call into your
yes.
program to talk about that. You know, we're doing what we're supposed to do, you know?
Well, let's do what we can do on Tuesday, next Tuesday, part two of this whole filmmaking, because I want to hear more. I got a couple of films. I suspect people on the line, if they don't have a film, they know somebody that does. But you're right. If we're sick and tired of some of this stuff that we see in the movies, but if we don't step up and make the movies, guess what? We're relegated to watch whatever they put out there, and we don't have anything that we can say about it. But if you
yeah,
come on this show...
Exactly.
We're going to teach you how to be filmmakers right here. I know some filmmakers. I want to invite director Joshua Coates back on. I've had him on my TV show. But
oh,
we're
that's great. That's great.
Out of Philadelphia. He did the movie Iniquity. I literally watched him film that movie. Jesse Cerami, another filmmaker who was my student at Essex County College. In New Jersey, and then the people you know, Terry, I mean, we're going to celebrate those entrepreneurs. Don't forget to come back tomorrow where we have Natasha Davis to come on and talk about her nonprofit organization where she helps teen girls and helps individuals who are powerless gain their power back. Also, if you have a business, please contact us. But that's all we have time for, folks. Thanks, Terry, so much for opening up this discussion.
Thank you.
Filmmaking, wow.
Yeah, I tell you, it's all connected, you know?
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll see you back tomorrow, same time.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, If you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.